Yisra'a Mishviyas, Daf Lamed, we're still on the Mishnah of Chav Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah discusses something which we discussed, that we brought down this Mishnah, the Machlokas Beis Shammai's Hillel, already several times in the Masechta. And the Mishnah, let's go review the Mishnah's halacha of a Meidal B'Zeisim. A person who goes ahead is thinning out a grove of olive trees that are packed together. Meidal Premosha learns Kitsiv Kuris Mamates, and you're cutting them down. You're cutting down the wood in order to be able to spread them out so they can grow and the olives can spread out and grow larger. The Marfulda learns Mitoch allowed to do that. We'll see, the Mishnah will discuss what you're doing, what the process is. You're thinning out, reducing it, you're causing it, you're lushan dal, lushan poor. That the Shalul's doctor says the Lashon is, quotes from the Gemara that we're talking about, where they're mixed together, dense together very densely, they're close to Yosimidai, and therefore they'll choke each other, they won't be able to grow properly. So you want to thin it out, to spread it out, so you can go ahead, they can grow more, with more room, that the things can grow adequately, things can grow properly, and won't be choking each other one against the other. So the Gemara discusses this halakha, what you're allowed to do, what you can't do. So the Mishnah is B'Zeh Machlokes. Beishamai says, Yago. You let it go ahead and cut the trees to the ground, but you can't uproot it completely. You can cut it down all the way to the close to the ground as you can, but you can't uproot it. You can't uproot it, uproot itself. That's the Lashon of Beishamai. That you're allowed to Yago, you're allowed to go ahead. And yiksos me'ala oret, says the Premosh, you have to cut it from the ground. And as long as you leave samach to the ground, you leave the roots to the ground. You don't cut it all the way down. And Basilo says, yesharish, you're even allowed to uproot it completely. Again, what's the reason why? Because you're not clearing the whole field. You're only clearing out the space in between a few different things that are planted. And therefore, you're not really working the land, because you're leaving this vaket, you're not working the land. You're not going to plant anything over there where you're uprooting. You're making more space so that the current branches you have, the current olive trees you have, can now expand more. So therefore, you're even allowed to go ahead and uproot it, is the halacha of Beis Hillel says. Yashrus. Motik Makalek, Beis Hillel agrees, a person's clearing an entire patch of a grove, and Yagam, halacha is there, you can't do so, unless you do, you can't uproot them as there. Which means, what are you doing? Here, a person goes ahead, you're doing a much larger space. You're smoothing out a whole area. An area that's not that trees next to it. You make a large area. That, in Elchanami, Zok Beis Hillel, I agree, Mechalek, Maklik, that you can't go ahead and do that. Only like Beis Hillel, you can only go to the ground. You can't actually uproot it, because it would be... that would be a larger space, and that would be clearly look like you're planting new trees there, and that would be Yasser. Mitzvah continues. Ezu Magda, which is when we say halacha is, you're thinning out, and we say Basil, so you can go all the way down. What are we talking about? Echad or Shtayim, one or two. Hamachlik. When we say Machlik means Sloshet Zebet Tzadzeh. If you have three trees next to each other, and you want to remove them, that would be Yasser. That's a larger area. So when we say one or two trees, that's a small area, so you want to get rid of them, so make it speak, that's no problem. That's mutter. But if it's a larger patch of ground you're doing, which is three trees or more, that would be considered Yasser. That would be considered Yasser. So the Gemara continues, and Smisha continues and says, when do we say this halacha, mitosh only be doing it clearing on his own field? That we say, maybe doing it to better your field. You're doing it in your friend's field, even if you're makalik the whole thing, you'll let go uproot it, because you may still would say here you can still uproot it, because you're not doing it, because you have no benefit. You're not doing it for your friend. You don't need your friend. You're not your field that you're going to benefit out of making an open space to go plant more. You're doing it for your friend. You're getting hired to go remove some, make the trees grow better. You don't care whether there's more ground, more trees can be planted or not. Therefore, if it's shakavero, it's going to be considered mutter. Then you're allowed to go do that. That's not considered us. The way the Mefroshim explained this, I love it. Mishnah continues, Mafkia Bezeisim. Person goes, splits wood from an olive tree. You want to cut wood so you can use for wood, for the firewood. Layach baby offer. You can't go ahead and cover the cut up with earth. Mechapei bavana mekash. You can go cover with stones or straw. Because again, you put it earth, looks like you're planting something. You're smoothing it out to plant something new. That would be usher. But if you're doing it to but even putting it, but avon makash, you're just covering it over. It shows you're not doing. You didn't cut for the purpose of the ground itself, and therefore that would be permitted to do because there's nothing. No, it shows you're not doing it for the ground itself. Mishnah continues. Some halacha goes to shikar shikma. Cut off sycamore trees. So you're taking the trees for the wood, the same halacha. You can't put dirt on it. Same halacha, you could put straw or stones on it, that you could do. Same idea, because it's shikma, because then again, shikma was the same halacha. These are trees, they're doing sycamore trees that you use it to grow. So again, if you're cutting down completely, we're afraid they're doing it to plant some more. If not, you're doing it, you don't have to. But talk about avodah makash. You can't go away. Katila cut a sigma tree during Shvius. Neshi avoda, because there's a lot of labor. It's in labor intensive. You can't do that. What's the reason why she avoda? Says the Penimoshe, you're making it better. Doing this thing usually are not cut down. So you're doing it, katila, you're doing it to make it a much better thing's growing. It's not going to get thicker. It's going to grow better. So that's mamish better in the tree that you can't do on Shvius. If you don't, it's us to do it, you're cutting it the normal way. Oh, Magbiya says, but if you're going, you're raising him 10 from the ground, you're raising all the way to the ground, that you could do, because that's not the proper way. That's not the way, it's not going to make it better that way. You're cutting it in a way that's going to make it worse for the tree. That's hard, that's making Magareya. And such a thing, Allah would be allowed to do. Again, the idea why? Shein darka bakak. It's not just not a darka bakak, but you're making it worse. And therefore, Allah is, it would be considered usher to do. It would be usher to do. We paskin like Rav Yehuda, that it would be considered taka. It would be usher for you to do this. And we'll see the Gemara explain what the machlokes is, Tanoim, and the Mishnah is. So the Gemara made the same. You go thinning out trees. Allah bakak, Bishamai said, what you can do, what you can. Bishamai says, you can go all the way up to the roots. And they said, you go even go with the roots. Ma'adil, what is the halacha we say? What are we talking about? How many trees are we talking about? Ma'adil is considered an iser. Person goes that thins out. You move one, you leave two. So you have three trees. You take one, you leave the other two around. You take two and leave one. That would be considered as mutter in the mission would be again how far you can do. Beisham beisil, you can even go take out the roots. However, the mission says the chayot amel b'brayser. No talk mishnah mag b'shnayim. You take one, you leave two. Mashman that goes ahead. You take two. It's okay as long as you leave one. However, within the Mishnah, you take two and then one, the Chaira, only allowed to go ahead and take two, even if you're already moving two trees, you go, but one is a remain, you can do that. So, the Chaira, we have a steer to Mishnah the Brisa. What's the difference? What are you allowed to do? I'm Rav Yoine, Masisna, Mendidal, Mekvar, Metchila, Metchila. We're talking about the cases where Masisna, Metchila, Mishnah's talking about a case where you removed. And you move the two trees, and you left one, and you're doing it for the first time. It's the first time you're doing it. So you're preparing it to grow properly. That, the lucky is, you're allowed to do that. That the Bryce's name of Rebbe says, but made the Shekvar. It's already did it once. You're putting it again. You're doing it a second time. You want to go, it's already been thinned out once, and now you're doing it a third time. You're doing it a second time. So now you have to go remove it. That we say I can't do, because that's mamish making. You're better in the ground. And that would be something that would be also to do on Shvius because you're doing it directly, perfecting it. Because it's already his first time, you're doing it a second time. Mishnah Brez Abraisa. You can't set fire to a thicket of Ishus Kanim. You have a thicker pile of reeds. And Shvius, you can't set a fire to it. Mesha Gavoda, because that's Avoda. You're causing it to grow better, causing it to burn so that it will grow better in a much better way. Instead of growing so thick, it'll grow in a better way of growing. That's bettering it. That's also in Shvius that you can't do. Shemaka says, no, that's considered mutter. That is considered mutter. That is not considered bettering it. That the halacha would be considered mutter. That would be not be considered something that's usher. Would not be considered something that's usher. Mishnah Gamliel says, no, the reason why it's usher, because the idea is that goes ahead, you're doing it, produce would not, you're not, it's not really, you're allowed to go with land, it's not doing it for the sake of produce, it's coming out with the reeds, are not considered anything that you would grow in Shvius. Therefore, doing it for later, we're not worried about that, and therefore that would not be considered usher. But Ishim Kanim, we're talking about where you're doing it for that purpose, this is the avot that would be considered mutter. And he says, therefore, imat season, you can't light a fire for it because you're making it better. But Shimon Gamliel says you can because it's not doing better. You're not better. You're not really bettering the field for now. So Gemara says, oh, you're Shimon Gamliel, this is rule. No, you're allowed to go plant a tree that doesn't grow any fruit on Shvius. Again, because why? because you're not benefiting. Shvi is not doing it for you. You're not benefiting from it. Nothing, no fruit grow from it anyway. So you're not going to benefit from it. And also free. You're just doing it to make a tree. You're doing it. It's not considered anything better for it. You can't train a cow to plow on Shvi's. Gemara says, only in sand. Because again, it's nothing, no benefit for it. The sand not going to do anything. You're not plowing, you're not going to benefit it. You're not putting your friend's field. As long as you don't go ahead and make it too close to each other. What's the shaila? Because you're doing it, you're training a cow to go in a thing, you're doing it for a field, for plowing, you have no benefit from it. You're not doing anything. It's not the usual way to do it. So Mela, if you don't do it with those conditions, it's not the normal way. And Mela, you're not doing it for the field, and therefore you're not doing it for the cow, not for the plowing, and therefore be considered mutter. As long as you don't listen to my money, you don't do it together where it's a way where it looks like you're doing it for Shvius. Rav Mar says, Abba Sholom, Abba Braisa, Mavarin, Becharosha. You let it clear an area in a forest for use for wood, to take for its wood. You're doing it for the purpose of its wood. The Goy Mem, Me'ama Oris. And you even let it raise it to the ground. As long as you're not cutting it with an axe, and looks people look by you, look, you're clearing the field to make a plow the field. If you're going ahead in the forest, you're clearing the area, and you're going over and you raise it to the ground, that's considered okay. As long as you're not locus bakadim, because when you're doing it in a way with a plow, it's not the way to do it. But if you're taking an axe and you're cutting the wood down, you're cutting the trees to the bottom, looks like you're preparing, someone's going to walk by, looks like you're preparing the field for a fish, the shvius. That would be considered marasai, it'd be considered usher. So the Gemara says, ain't broken, it doesn't worry about same thing. You know how to go ahead and check to see where the seeds are coming from a flower pot. It's filled with soil on shvius. You know how to go ahead and you know how to do that. It looks like you go ahead to prepare it that should grow on shvius. But you go ahead and let it go plant, putting in checking the seeds that are in a flower pot that are filled with a glolim. That's not the same thing. If manure is using it to waste, is used for the purpose of growing in a flat pot, but you're looking at whether it works, it's even mutter. You're looking to see whether something's even going to grow from there. It's not the way it does. It's not the normal way it's done. It's not the normal way it's done. We don't usually do it that way. And memela, it's unusual. It's lavaruche. Therefore, it's not. No one's going to assume you're doing something for shviz because it's not the normal way to do it. That you can't. That Gemara said, that's going to be mutter. Gemara says, that you're allowed to do with shvius. You're even allowed to go ahead and soak it in shvius, because again, it's not the normal way to do it. And you can use it after shvius. When Mekayim say, you love it, but Rosh Hagag, a person allowed to go ahead and allow Alvi. Gemara says Alvi. We know Alvi is a thing we know, we talk about it, where Rashi Misalo says it's like aloe, like something which is growing like oil, like seed, like weeds, growing something that has no benefit for it. You're not going to grow something that you're doing it to make a field, alloy, like alloy. So come on, alloy, like you said, something we do where it's grass that is growing wild. So you must let it go ahead and put on Rosh Hagag. But you can't go ahead and water it. When you put on Rofa Gag, no one looks like it doing anything. It looks like it's you're doing it because you're not, it's growing wild. It's nothing, it's not going to grow anything from it, so you're not going to do anything. But watering it, that shows that you want it to grow. That shows you're putting it on a roof itself, that's mutter to do because there's no benefit. You're putting it on a roof, but you're putting it on now to water it. That shows that you want it. That shows here the plant is benefit of putting it on the roof during the winter months. And you're putting water on it. So if you don't water it, so it's not nothing. But you're watering it. It shows that you want it. And so if you plant even on the shvius, you can't do it. So the Gemara is saying, told him another halacha. You can't go ahead doing shvius, hang branches on a tree, on a barren fig tree, in order to go ahead and to make the cause totally. You're hanging it there in order to go ahead. The Mefarshim explain, Rov Shuman says there's a lot of Shuman on it, and it'll cause the Shuman will flow into the tree and cause the trees to stimulate to start growing fruit. That you can't do, because it's again your shvius. You're doing something that's causing shvius for it to happen. So what do you do in such a case? How can you do this? Ketsuro, so what's the procedure? Person takes a branch from a healthy fig tree and you put it on a tree that's a fig tree that nothing is growing, like a barren fig tree. Now, what are you doing? I'm going to let you say to it, had avra, this branch that produced trees, v'atam le'avda. And this one does not produce tree. You know, we know what you're telling, you're trying to get it to go, that this one during shvius, that you're not allowed to do that on shvius because you're using some type of a way, even though they're not the normal way to do it, but it's like it's a trick. It's a hocus pocus type of thing. You're doing it that it should grow, that you're making it grow. So how is it going to work? So Gemara says, I say stupid, and you say over these statements, you're saying these words, it should grow, let it grow. Even though avoda that lemaisa is not the right thing, it's not the normal way to grow a tree, to make a tree grow fruit, but it is a process. And again, it looks like you're doing things that make it grow, and it's causing somehow that the people gonna that it's gonna grow from it. It looks like you're doing something on shvius. They would be considered awesome. Frank the malakadam without brisa fakar. You lunch of magaba peiros of person has a tree that is that gives its fruit, that's letting its fruit grow down early. Its fruit are growing early in a season. Sokun abasikra. You could die with red, and therefore somehow dying this red some kind of leaves some kind of a charm to that it will cause it not to. The fruit won't come out early. You could put even branches, put rocks on it to burden it that will cause it to somehow that weighing it down the branches that'll cause it to stop it from going. They'll cause it to weaken the branch that's not going to allow it to ripen quicker enough that it's going to cause it to grow. It's some type of machish, some type of trick that you're going to use. Mishum darchi amayri. You know, we don't do this. It's not really darchi amayri, but it's some kind of a trick that you use to be able to do this. Mavino layavid. And you're embarrassing it that it shouldn't produce fruit, that you remain on the fruit to ripen. So, and again, you're sort of giving a life to the. Some form of life communication to the branches that it should be able to do this. Halacha is, the Gemara says, and such a halacha is, that you're allowed to do this. We just finished saying before, you can't go ahead and do this to an olive tree to have the things grow, and tolan token b'teino, you can't do that, but these things you're allowed to do. What should be the difference? Why can you do one agave shvitz, you can't do it, the other one you can do it? Do we make these type of unpredictable charms that you do, that people use to get things to grow, or things that grow properly? Why some yes, some no? So Amigma says, Taman lo yate peirosav, in the case of the Rina Brisa, now look, are you putting anything else to prevent the tree from giving the fruit that's going, that's already growing? It's there already, you just don't want it to grow down early. That you can do. You're doing it, it should grow to a chatchila, it should produce fruit. That's a nafkamina. In other words, the gabiridin of things where you're causing it, out there causing things that the fruit should not come down, the leaves or the fruit are there, and it's ripening early, it's getting ripening too early, it's going to come down prematurely before it finishes. You're doing these things to stop it from falling, but you're doing it after the fact. That you can do. That we don't ask you to do. But to do something where it should cause it to grow. Right now it's a barren tree. It's not, this olive tree is not giving off any olives. You're putting on these other things, branches on it, with all kinds of charms and incantations to make it grow. That b'shvius, that you can't do. Says the brother, you can't go ahead on the column. You can't go ahead and go ahead and makivin the kolim. They can't go makivin the kolim, is the promotion says, b'shvius directly, you can't go ahead, and whether you're taking things are, and cause makivin, pollinate the date trees, the date palm trees that it should go, to put together that it should grow, mishavoda, because that's considered avoda, that's usher on what he called, a makivin. So again, the halacha is, you can't makivin, but ilon, because the says the promotion, you're doing something, you're pollinating it, causing together, mixing together the male and the female vines in a way that they should go and nourish from each other to be able to grow. Makivan be'ilon, that is something that our kavod zelf is usher to do on the year Shvi'is, because it's considered avoda, considered you're doing something. That is because makivan be'ilon is usher. So the Gemara says, makivan be'ilon is usher. So the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to know, why is it aser? The Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara says, tell me, like, you know, shouldn't say, hoyil vehefzid rabu d'sharei. You'll tell, maybe you'll say there's something, you'll have to do this on Shvi'is, because otherwise you're going to lose a major loss, and it'll be aser. The film came, so I'll come aser. If it has to tell you it's aser. No, the Gemara says, like, what's the chiddush? Pollinating a thing is causing things to grow. What's the difference between it's an issur shvius? It's an issur to do things on the shvius like anything else to cause things to grow. You can't plow, you can't uproot, you can't take things off, you can't take weeds away, only on certain conditions. So why would you think it's mutter? I said no, because maybe you're thinking, since if you don't do it, the palm tree is going to lose a tremendous amount of loss. You're going to have a big hefset. If you don't go ahead and pollinate the trees properly, it'll never develop. The thing's going to die, and you'll have a long-term loss from the trees, even after Shvias. Therefore, maybe you think, therefore, it should be mutter. Lefim tov, lefim me'ah. So if the Braisa tell you, even though you may have such a loss, it's still considered asur to do, and you can't do this on Shvias. It doesn't make a difference, even if you're going to have a big loss later, you can't do that. It's asur. The makivin is asur. It's an avoda, and it's considered asur. So the Gemara says that we say you can't do it in a normal way. That we view this as in a Mishnah. You're allowed to go ahead and take a sycamore tree and cut it down to the ground as long as you don't cut it all the way. So what's the machlokes? What's the Mishnah say you can do it? How much can you do? Yehuda says in our Mishnah, talking about cutting a sycamore branch, you're allowed to cut between 3 and 9 tefachim, that you're allowed to go. You can't go raise it to the ground, mamish to the ground. That's vaday. I said it looks like you're preparing the ground for it, new things to grow. But within 3 to 9 tefachim from the ground, that you could do. That's cutting it, but that's not considered you doing anything. Above 9 tefachim, you're not allowed to do. But from 3 to 9, that's not because you're not cutting it to the ground. You're not really preparing the ground itself. Yehuda says that's not what the Tanakhama says. That would be considered asur. Even that's asur. But Yehuda says, no, you're making an improvement, but it's not a real improvement. It's not a real thing between the three that you're not doing it to the ground. You're not doing it higher than that. That would be considered a mutter. And we pass like Rav Yehuda, that would be considered asur. That makl gishlosha, from there, it's not really doing anything more. That's like Din Alabais Hillel says that you go and you let it go to do that, you let it go benefit from it, you let it take it from it, you let it do something, that would be considered mutter. Pei Moshe has an arichas here in the Braisa. Why is it considered mutter? It's considered mutter because it's not really doing anything directly benefiting. You're not really doing something that's nigne, nidme, or looks like you're preparing the ground because you're not cutting it all the way to the ground. You just look like you're doing it in a way that's a healthy thing. You're keeping it going, that it should be able to continue growing. And that, Rita says, would be considered mutter to do in this type of thing, a sycamore tree, because otherwise it would have long-term effects. It would never grow properly. And that's why Rita says, you're allowed to do this. The Mishnah continues. You're allowed to go ahead. And Gemara says, you're allowed to go ahead and clip grapevines that you're allowed to do. The Gemara is going to explain what we're talking about. What are you allowed to do with the end? You're allowed the branches of it. The Mafulda explains. You let it go ahead and clip the ends of it, the tips of it, mktoa znavos begafanim, the corners of the gafanim, you're allowed to go ahead, you know, because it gets too thick and everything's going to die. You don't want it to become so thick. You're allowed to go ahead and like clip the ends of it to thin it a little bit. That's what the Marafulda learns the case of the Mishnah. Premoja similarly says a similar idea that you're allowed to do that. The where I said that's not called pruning directly, that's mutter. Hakotzes b'kfanim, you got to go ahead and cut down the reeds that are growing. Again, because the reeds are dying, you got to cut them in order they should grow properly. They should grow properly. That the kotzes b'kfanim, the rest ones will grow that are there will grow properly. You say gli yamar yaki tefach, you have to distance the cut from a tefach, and then you could do it. In other words, you can't just clip directly from the ground. You have to make sure you're at least a tefach away from it. Otherwise, it looks like you're cutting the ground and you're causing the ground. You want it to go to do more. Otherwise, says the Marfulda, the next Mexic Avoda. When someone goes by and sees you clipping it and it's within the tefach to the ground, it looks like you're preparing the ground for the plant, which is usher. But if it's a tefach off the ground, that's when Yosigli says you mutter. Tanakama says even that you could do. Yosigli disagrees and says only a tefach. We'll see the machlok. You can cut it the normal way. You could go ahead, you don't have to go with tefach, you could even do it in the ground. That you could do. And how do you do it? Be kardum mazel megira, with an axe or a sickle or a saw. So whatever you want to use, you could use. We don't look at it and say that, oh, you got to do it differently because it looks like you're doing cutting the Shemitah. That we don't say, you could do whatever you want. Kondra Kiva, you can use any kalim. And you could go ahead and use and obey to the ground. And we don't look like you're doing anything that would be considered an ageat the shvius, and would not be considered an asur. That's a halakha of what the Tana Kana says. You're allowed to do. However, the Mishnah says ilan shenishsa koishna sub shvius, a tree that cracked, that you could tie it up during shvius, lo sheyale elish lo yosef. Not that it's going to heal the tree, but rather it shouldn't go ahead and get wound even more. In other words, you can't go ahead and stop and you can't go ahead and repair the crack in the tree. Tie it together, it should come back together again. But the Yisabu Yiskut, that the hole should come closed up, only that it shouldn't get bigger. The Yarchiv, it shouldn't go ahead, that it should become bigger LeYosef, that's something that you can't do. We don't want it to become bigger. And that we would not be able to. LeYosef, that's what you're allowed to do. That's the Rav Fulda and Pemosha learn what the Mishnah is saying, what you can't do. Zakta Gemara. That we said you can't do, Gemara says, the halach of Hamakot is Bekanim. You're allowed to go cut down the reeds. Gemara says, in my cloak, you can cut all the way to the ground. Rizik said you can't cut within a tefak. It looks like you're doing it to the ground. He says you can cut any way you want. What's the makloikas? Tani gmar zaka bekanim. Yudai mer makom shnago lokas yoytak. A place where the minig is to cut it. You can cut it. Gemara says all the way to the root. You can cut it all the way down to the root. Yikot, you can cut it. Gemara says yikot a lucky way. It's yosek katzitzay bekli and benita biyad. I'm not sure. You can either do it katzitzay with a kli or the tikas with a hand. You gotta go ahead, cut it. Lokom shnago lokas lokas. You can do it. And where it's ignored by the hand, you could do it to a hand to do it with a hand. But makbia tefak tavetz, you should raise the axe a tefak and then cut it. You should do a tefak a little bit when you're cutting it with a kli. You should do it a little bit higher, at least for the tefak. You should go ahead and do so. Hakaz of an alkaris, the Brisa says, if you're cutting it with a beam for wood, lo yak makvazari, you shouldn't first cut the first level, then the nader maklig makhulk. First do the angle, then level it makavet she cuts a kashava. Do the whole thing, it should be an even cut, because if you don't do an even cut, people look like maybe you're preparing the ground, doing different levels of cutting. So you want to try to prepare the ground better, but do it one shot and cut it in one level and one madrega, says the Marfulda, and that would show that you're doing it, not doing it for the ground, but you're doing it for the wood itself, and that's why it's mutter. In the place where the minig is to cut the level, you should cut it on a level. Gemara said, in the place where the minig is to cut at an angle, you should cut level. In other words, do it with a lift. And Tanakhama says, do it whatever the minig is to do so. Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying in the Braisa, you should do it different than the normal way of doing it. If the normal way of doing it is slide is sideways, do it straight. If the normal way to do it straight, do it sideways. That difference, that shinu you're going to make, is going to show people that you're not doing it for that, for the sake of the bettering the thing, for the shvius aspect of it, but rather for you're only cutting it for the wood, and that's why you're mishana in the way you're doing it. So Gemara says, come in, Mamaritz, halacha is, you let it go cut the reeds on a ground level, but you can cut them, as long as you don't use it with an axe, because if you do it with an axe, it looks like you're cutting it with the kli, as we said, it would be considered aser. You're allowed to go ahead and cut it. You're allowed to do it. The argument of Yosef and Rav Yudin says, you're allowed to do it, but do it differently with an axe. It has to be done machine, so it doesn't look like you're doing it the normal way of cutting with an axe. It would be different. That's different than the two cheetahs on the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, if Yossi says, there's a glee with Beshamai, Yossi glee like Beshamai, then you have to cut it a tevak above the ground. Akiva Kabeshilo says you can cut all the way to the ground. So the Makloikas and our Mishnah here, the Yoshim and Galmiel and Yudah is the, and Rav Akiva is the Makloikas between Beshilo and Beshamai. Fake the Gemara, hey, I see no masniva, Yossi glee, Beshamai, Yoka, Hilo. Is it possible to say that our Mishnah is coming to tell you, Yossi glee, Yossi glee, Beshamai, Beshilo, Beshilo? Our Mishnah is coming to tell you, a Makloikas of two other Tanoim, the same Makloikas of Beshamai, Beshilo? That can't be the reason for the Mishnah. The Mishnah can't be telling you such a halacha. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah to tell you that this Tanoim hold like those Tanoim. That can't be what the Mishnah is telling you. It has to be a chiddush in the Mishnah, not just repeating over the sheet of Machlokas Beis Shammai Hillel. So the Gemara says, no, El of Yosef Glili Chashesh Lavodas Ha'aretz. Yosef Glili is holding, he's not holding a sheet of Beis Shammai. He's saying that really, that he holds like Beis Hillel. However, he's saying, he's choshed, the cutting down the grapevines and the reeds to the ground, people think you work in the field. He's not choshed for that. In other words, no one's holding like Rabbi Shammai, you're not allowed to cut to the ground. Everyone knows you can cut to the ground. Yosef is only concerned when you're cutting the reeds or you're cutting for the sake of the grapevines that you're cutting all the way to the ground, someone may suspect you that you're doing it for the sake of shvius. And therefore, Marasayan says you should not do it to the ground. Comes Rav Yekiva and says, no, I'm not choshesh for that. I'm not choshesh for Marasayan. No one's going to assume that you're doing it for that purpose. And therefore, you don't have to go ahead. You can go all the way to the ground. You're not mechoyev to do it. Choshel avodas ha'aretz, says Mafulda, besakin akarka lechrisha. Someone may look at it and think you're bettering the ground for the avoda. And that's why you would be asked to go that far. And Rav Akiva says, I'm not choshesh for that. Any choshesh on the cock, and therefore you can go ahead. Everyone knows you're cutting it for the wood. And therefore you can go ahead and cut it all the way to the ground. And it's not a issue, not a problem.